beautiful songs.
实在太美妙的赞美诗。
My father answered the Lord's home calling on December 16th after spending 77 years on earth.
经过在地上走了77年，我父亲在12月16号回应父神的呼召回天家了。
From the day that he became a Christian and dedicated his life, he faithfully walked and served the Savior for 55 years.
自从他奉献跟随神以来，他是忠心的服侍主一共55年。
For most of you, he is known as your pastor, spiritual mentor, or co-worker in Christ.
对很多弟兄姊妹来说，你认识他，因为他是你的牧者，是你属灵的父亲，或许是你的同工。
However, he and I had a relationship that is unique.
但是他跟我的关系是很独特的。
For 50 years, he was my father, and for the last 16 years, grandfather to my children, Jocelyn and Derek.
五十年以来他是我的父亲，还有过去的16年以来他是我孩子们的祖父。
Though we were far apart and often I was away overseas,
虽然我们常常是相隔两地，
and we did not have really extended time together as one household,
我们很少机会在一个房子里面一起生活。
Nevertheless, my appreciation and love for him is no less than those of you who have been shepherded by him for the last 30 years.
然而我对他的认识，我对他的爱和欣赏，都赐予你们常常有机会被他牧养的人。
That is because I had the opportunity to know him before he became a well-known pastor.
因为在他成为一位出名的牧师以前，我已经认识他。
Furthermore, I had the precious opportunity to observe how he lived the last 10 days of his earthly life.
还有我有很难得的一个机会能够观察到他最后在地上那十天是怎么样的生活。
For the next few minutes, I would like to share with you some lessons he taught me throughout my life.
在下面的一段时间，我愿意分享一些我父亲在他一生以来所教导我的生命的功课。
By the time I married Eugenia in 1983, my mother had already passed away for more than 2 years.
当我跟恩辰在1983年结婚的时候，我母亲已经过世了大概两年。
Neither before nor after my marriage did my father ever discuss with me on how to be a good husband.
我婚前婚后，父亲也从来没有教导过我怎么做一位好丈夫。
However, the relationship between him and my mother was imprinted as a role model on my mind early on.
可是我只要观察他和我母亲的关系，就是一个非常好的典范。
He always treated my mother with respect, and I don't ever remember a raised voice or coarse word between them.
他们是双敬如宾，我从来在记忆当中没有见过我父亲大声的跟我母亲说一句粗话。
Helping out with housework was never too lowly for him.
虽然他是神的仆人，可是在家里帮忙家事对他来说是义不容辞的。
Even though preaching took him away from home often, he always made sure that things were left organized during his absence.
虽然他常常因为要讲道离家，不跟父母在一起，可是他是把一切东西都安排得非常妥当，叫我母亲没有后顾之忧。
In the past week, I had a chance to read some of the letters he wrote my mom while he was on the road.
过去一个星期，我有机会看见他在路上的时候跟我母亲写的信。
The letters expressed full dedication and love for my mom that did not require romantic words.
他的信里面流露着对我母亲的爱护，不需要讲什么很罗曼蒂克的话。
When my mother passed away, he lost a great partner and a co-worker.
所以当我母亲过去的时候，他是失去了一位非常好的同工。
Remarriage is an option and I supported that, and he had many capable prospects even into his 70s.
我是非常鼓励我的父亲再婚，而且他七十几岁的时候，他还是一位很讨人喜欢的人，他有很多的再婚的机会。
A new partner that can share his ministry joys and sorrows and provide emotional support could have reduced some of his burden and perhaps made his life much easier.
假如他再娶的话，一位好的太太真的能够跟他分担生活和侍奉当中许多的重担。
Nevertheless, he was determined to remain faithful to my mom and took on some of the roles my mother played when she was alive.
但是他决意要忠心于我母亲，所以没有再婚，还有在服侍的时候是也 承担了师母在服事当中的岗位。
Through the example of my father, I learned how to be a good and faithful husband.
我看见我父亲诚然是一位又忠心又爱他太太的丈夫。
Frugality is a well-known characteristic of my father and a frequent joke in our household.
大家都知道我父亲是一个非常节省的人，我们也常常因为这事情开他的玩笑。
Nothing should go to waste was his motto.
他的座右铭是什么东西都不可以浪费。
Water used to wash the vegetable is used to water plants.
洗过菜的水可以来用来浇这植物。
Gift wrappings are always recycled.
礼物之纸必须要再用。
Leftover food, even if it's moldy, could be salvaged, and he will be the first one to eat it, even though no one else will be willing to eat it.
快要坏掉的食物，大家不愿意吃的时候，他就很勇敢的头一个去尝。
Extra napkins given at McDonald's are always kept in the pocket for use as Kleenex later on.
麦当劳的纸巾，他也会常常放在口袋里面，可以再用。
Even when he was too ill to eat in the hospital.He always made sure that the napkins was taken away so he could use them.
虽然他在医院的时候生病吃不下东西，可是东西旁边的那个纸巾他也留下来可以再用，不浪费。
Despite his frugality, he was not stingy.
虽然他是节省，可是他不论舍。
He was generous and hospitable.
他是个非常愿意招待客人的人，非常的慷慨。
During holidays, if he's not away,
在节期的时候，只要他不是在外讲道。
Single people and those who are far away from home can always expect a full meal at his household.
他一定在家里面有很丰富的菜，招待那些单身的弟兄姊妹，或许是离家很远的学生。
People who are in financial need are always targets of his generosity.
有经济上的需要的人，他永远是愿意帮忙。
He will provide financial gifts or interest-free loans to those who are in need without being asked.
没有问他也会自动的把金钱送给他们，或许是没有利息的贷款。
He kept no records of personal loans and would not pursue the matter if the loan was not repaid.
他也从来没有记录下来把钱借给谁，也不会去追问。
Through his generosity, many individual ministries, particularly those in China, received support.
因为他的慷慨，他支持了许多有需要的人，还有福音的机构，特别是跟中国大陆的福音有关的侍奉。
And often with little publicity.
很多人对这方面都不晓得的。
The biggest and most important lesson he taught me is faith and commitment to God.
他给我最大的功课就是对神的忠心和委身。
As many of you know, the 50s and early 60s were difficult decades for our family.
大家都知道，在50年、60年代的时候，对我们家来说是非常艰苦的一段时间。
Despite the persecution and odds against him,
虽然当时他遭遇到很多的逼迫。很多的挑战。
He was sure of what was hoped for and certain of what could not be seen.
他却是深信那所望之事的实景，紧握未见之事的确据。
His faith was not a psychological crutch used to numb the reality.
他的信心并不是一个心理上的拐杖。
But that the true reality is already realized in Christ and His promises, even though it could not yet be seen with physical eyes.
虽然肉眼不能看见，可是他对神的信心是那样的踏实的，因为是在基督耶稣里面的一个真实的事情。
That assurance was not just something in the mind, but most importantly reflected in the way he acted.
这不只是一个头脑上的认知，这个信心乃是他在生活上所活出来的事实。
I don't have any memories from those formative years of him panicking or worrying.
我年幼的时候从来没有记得我父亲为什么事情焦虑，或许是担心。
Though I have doubted God's promises due to my own lack of faith,
有些时候我会有怀疑，不过这只是因为我自己小性。
He was never a result of what he said or did.
并不是因为我父亲所说的，或许所做的事情。
As a result of his example and my own personal experience,
因着他的榜样，还有我自己的经验，
I can truly say that our God can be trusted and that he has prepared for those who love him what their eyes have not seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind has conceived.
我能够见证说，我们神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的。
During the last few agonizing days of his life,
在他幕后那最痛苦的日子当中，
I once again witnessed his unfaltering faith.
我再次见到他那不动摇的信心。
On the early morning of December 13, his left lung collapsed.
在13号的早上，他左边的肺已经失去功能。
Thinking that he was soon to be taken into glory, he wrote the words of thanksgiving and encouragement that is printed in your program.
他觉得他进入荣耀的时间近了，所以就写下一些鼓励弟兄姊妹的话，这个印在你们的情绪表里面。
It contained no hints of the great suffering he was experiencing at the time.
话语之间根本看不出来当时他肉身的痛苦。
During the wee hours of December 14, while experiencing severe shortness of breath,
在14号的凌晨，但那时候他呼吸很有困难。
He called me over and said to me,
他就招我过来对我说，
I'm conducting an experiment on death.
我在做一个死亡的实验。
I was quite confused by his statement, and in my own research training curiosity, I asked him,
我给他搞糊涂了，不过我是一个做科研的人，所以我也很好奇地问他。
What is the purpose and result of this experiment?
你这个实验的目的还有所预料的结果是怎么样的呢？
Since he did not answer me immediately, I just assumed that he might have been sleep deprived or confused.
因为他没有立刻的回答我，我以为他因为睡眠不够，所以脑子糊涂了。
However, 30 minutes later, he called me over and said,
可是30分钟以后，他就把我叫过来跟我说，
Here's the answer.
这是答案。
For my sin, the Lord drank fully the bitter cup of death.
主为我的罪喝尽了死亡的苦杯。
Relying on him, I can share in the taste of this bitter cup.
我靠他深尝死亡苦杯的味道。
What does this taste like?
这味道是怎么样的呢？
It contains suffering.
是有痛苦。
However, it is also full of hope and void of fear.
但是满有盼望，没有惧怕。
I was in tears, realizing the pain he was suffering.
我看见他的痛苦，我是满脸眼泪。
At the same time, his words and action once again reminded me of his great faith in Jesus Christ, despite the circumstances.
但是我看见他的信心，我再次被提醒，在基督里他是没有惧怕的。
The day he passed away, I found a cassette tape containing his favorite hymn, arranged and recorded by Michelle Lin in the order he liked.
他被主接去的第二天，我就找到一个录音带。里头是录了一些他喜欢的诗歌，是献礼其姊妹替他录的。
I was quite taken aback by the list.
我看见这些诗歌的时候，我觉得很稀奇。
For someone who has served God so many years and accomplished so much, the list was surprisingly simple.
对一个服侍主多年而且有这么多成就的人来说，他喜爱的诗歌却是那么的简单。
On the tape was Jesus loves me, this I know, this is my Father's world.
这些诗歌里面包括耶稣爱我，这是天父世界。
Songs sung by children.
是小孩子们唱的歌。
He hided my soul, I need thee every hour.
也包括主藏我灵在他爱中，我时刻需要你。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我牧者。
God will take care of you.
主必看顾你。
Does Jesus care?
主看顾吗？
I need thee every hour.
我时刻需要你。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
耶稣恩友。
To me, the common theme weaving through this favorite hymns of his is a child who is fully reliant on God.
从他选的诗歌当中，我看见一个命脉，就是他是一个小孩子那样的依靠神。
What a man and what a father.
他就是如此的一个人，如此的一位父亲。
Despite his age, experience, and accomplishment and reputation.
虽然他是年纪老大，虽然他有很有成就，虽然他服侍主这么久，
His heart and faith for the Lord is that of an innocent and helpless child.
他对主的心，他对主的爱，却是一个孩童一样的纯真。
At that moment, I grasped the meaning of blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
在那一刻，我忽然间领会到圣经的话，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Now when I sing the song Give Thanks,
现在当我唱感谢神这条歌的时候，
I know the true meaning of Let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich.
我真正明白了什么叫做让软弱的说主里面我刚强，让贫穷的能够在主里面说我已富足。
Using his life and not words, he demonstrated to me how we can be strong and rich through faith and dependence on Jesus.
借着他的生命，他让我们看见，靠着信，我们在主里面是刚强的，是富足的。
My father has said on numerous occasions that the most wonderful thing on earth for a Christian is to live a life that is a sermon.
我父亲常说，对一个基督徒来说，最美好的就是他的生命就好像一篇的奖章一样，
一篇道，
一篇道。
I'm thankful and privileged to have been seen that sermon during his dying days and even after his departure.
我很荣幸地发觉，在我父亲最后的日子当中，以至于他过去以后，他一生诚然是一篇的信息，一篇的道。
This afternoon, as we gather together to celebrate his life,
今天下午，当我们一起聚集在这边庆祝我父亲的生命的时候，
it is natural to pour out emotions and dwell on the sentimental.
我们心里头觉得难过是很自然的。
However, I hope we can go beyond that by using this occasion to dedicate our lives and renew our commitment to God.
然而，我希望我们能够跨越这些的情感，再次借着这个机会把我们的生命奉献给神。
I think this is what Pastor Chu is saying to us as well.
我相信，焦牧师在这边是要给我们说的也是这样的话。
For those of you who do not know Jesus as your personal Savior,
假如我们当中有哪一位还没有认识我们耶稣基督成为你个人的救主的话，
I hope you will consider why Jesus is so worth following and why he can be your friend and Savior as he has for my Father.
我希望你能够考虑为什么这位耶稣基督是那样的宝贵，值得我们这样去跟随，这样去服侍。
What better way to celebrate my father's death than to use the same occasion to celebrate new birth in God's family?
假如在今天下午我们有机会庆祝一些人能够重新得救归入主里面，那是一个最好的一个方法来庆祝纪念我的父亲。
我现在想用一点时间说解释一下我父亲的病况和住院的经过。
Now I'd like to take a moment to explain what happened in the last days of my father's life.
他是九月的时候被诊断有后期的肺癌。
He was diagnosed with late stage lung cancer in September.
在 Stanford 的专家认为他治好的可能性是很低。
The specialist in Stanford felt that cure was very unlikely.
但接着治疗可以控制。
But then the treatment, it could be controlled.
因为当时他的身体是相当健康。
Because his health was robust at the time.
治疗的这个反应也应该相当的乐观。
And so the chances of treatment being helpful was very high.
他就问，若没有办法治好，何必去治疗呢？
But my father asked, if I can't be cured, why should I go through treatment?
专家和我都认为治疗期会有一段难受的日子。
But I agree with the specialist that although treatment would have a toll on him,
但过了治疗后，会经过一段，会有一段正常的生活。
Yet after treatment, he could have a productive life.
11月初，他开始治疗与辐射的治疗。
Beginning of November, he started chemotherapy as well as radiation therapy.
前四个礼拜都没有遇到任何治疗所遇到的这些副作用。
In the first 4 weeks, he didn't experience much of the side effects that were predicted with treatment.
11月底，他和家人跟朋友庆祝感恩节。
He was able to celebrate Thanksgiving with his friends at the end of November.
虽然有一点累，但是心情和胃口都很好。
Although there was some fatigue, he never lost his appetite, and he was in a good mood.
但是12月初的时候他开始感觉到呼吸有点困难。
But beginning in December, he felt a shortness of breath.
因为我父亲从前有过肺结核，所以医生怀疑会不会是肺结核的缘故。
Because he had lung problems before, the physician felt that it could be a recurrence of the problem.
所以医生查了很多。
And so there were many tests that were done.
医生也开始在家里给他用氧气。
And so he was given oxygen to use at home.
但是并没有太大的帮助。
But it didn't help much.
12月5号他开始有点发烧。
He started having some fever December 5th.
然之后呼吸也继续的恶化。
His breathing became more and more difficult.
12月7号下午他送进 Washington 医院。
So December 7th, he was taken to Washington Hospital.
当时的诊断是认为他的左肺，就是他有癌的那个肺，有这个肺炎。
At that time, the diagnosis was that there was some blood clot embolized in his left lung.
A pneumonia in his left
lung. A pneumonia in his left lung.
经过抗生素，他的烧全都退了。
With antibiotics, his fever left him.
呼吸稍微有一点进步。
His breathing improved.
但是活动的时候，他的呼吸就相当困难。
But whenever he moved around, breathing became difficult again.
但是经过几天之后，医生在礼拜三的时候说他可能一两天之后可能可以回家。
But then by Wednesday, the doctors felt that he could go home after a couple of days.
礼拜四的早上，12月11号，他早上起来心情很好，并且吃的早餐也吃得很好。
On the 11th, it was Thursday morning, he woke up, He felt very good and had a good breakfast.
为了准备他能够出院呢，给他一点活动的机会，我帮他从床上扶到椅子上坐。
To give him some preparation for leaving the hospital, I helped him off the bed so that he could move around a bit.
他坐在椅子上没有多久，他就说他呼吸相当困难。
But after sitting in a chair for a little while, he felt that his breathing became labored again.
到甚至一个地步，他一分钟大概呼吸四十多次。
To the point where he had to breathe 40 times in 1 minute.
那个时候医生就把100%的氧气给他用。
So he had to use 100% oxygen.
但是他的血里面的这个氧气还是相当的低。
And the percentage of oxygen in his blood was still very low.
后来是发觉他的有个血块堵塞住他右肺，他唯一的好的肺。
Finally, it was discovered that there was a blood clot in his right lung, his good lung.
所以影响到他整个氧气交换的这个功能。
So that his ability to exchange oxygen in the blood became compromised.
因为在这种严重的情况之下，医生把他送到加护病房。
Due to these grave conditions, he was taken to the ICU.
我父亲没有生病以前，他已经讲得很清楚。
Before he became ill, my father had said very clearly.
他说一旦他病的话，他不要任何人工的救济，急救。
He didn't want any human resuscitation if he should have difficulty.
所以在这个加护病房的时候，并没有用这个人工呼吸机帮他呼吸。
So he did not have use of a respirator when he was in the ICU.
我当时头脑里，因为做过医生，认为他这样子下去，是随时可以回天家。
Being a doctor myself, I knew that his days were counted.
因为这样子辛苦的呼吸，总有一个地步不能把维持下去。
Because one cannot sustain such laborious breathing over time.
再加上因为血液里面缺氧，随时有心脏病发作的可能。
Also, with a shortage of oxygen in the blood, he could have heart attack any time.
但是我感谢神，神让我的父亲病情比较有点稳定。
But I praise God that my father's condition stabilized a bit.
可以让我的家人，他们从马尼拉能够赶来看他最后一面。
This allowed my family members from Manila to come to see him.
Maryland.
Maryland to come to see him.
到礼拜六的12月13号的时候。
Then on Saturday, December the 13th.
他被转到一般病房。
He returned to the regular ward.
并且呼吸也是相当困难，就是我刚刚说的。
His breathing was still difficult, as I've said before.
但是这一个期间，他的脑子十分清楚。
But all the while, his mind was extremely clear.
我们问他在安静的时候他在做什么。
We asked him when he was quiet, "What are you doing, Father?"
他说他在那边默想神的话语。
He said, "I'm meditating on God's word."
或者默想我们当天念给他的灵修 Our Daily Bread 的话。
Or he's meditating on words from the daily bread that we read to him every day.
在那边认他的罪。
He would confess his sins.
为家人为教会祷告。
He would pray for his family and for the churches.
12月15的时候很明显的他开始相当累。
On December the 15th, he was visibly tired.
并且他的这个左肺的功能是完全失去。
Also, he had completely lost function of his left lung.
经过他的同意。
With his consent,
我们开始一些减轻他痛苦的治疗。
We started some treatment to reduce the suffering.
并且恳求的求主能够把他接去。
And we prayed that the Lord would take him home.
神是有恩典的，让他开始进入沉睡。
And God was full of grace because he allowed my father to enter deep sleep.
在12月16号晚上9:30的时候，很平静地回到神的怀抱中。
On the night of December 16th, around 9:30, he returned to the Lord into his bosom quietly.
我父亲是个不愿意麻烦别人，并且总是为别人想的一个牧师。
My father is a pastor who always has other people's interests in mind and never wanted to trouble anybody.
甚至他转入这个加护病房的时候，他也叫我不要通知家人从 Maryland 赶来看他。
Even when he was taken to the ICU, he told me not to tell my family so they wouldn't have to come all the way from Maryland.
免得孩子的功课受到影响，或者使他们感觉到心痛。
He didn't want them to feel hurt for him or to have their schoolwork affected by the travels.
他说如果是教会的人来看他的话， 他们也是很麻他们会很麻烦他们。
He didn't want to trouble church members who'd like to come to see him.
我父亲是一个不会说 no 的人。
My father is a man who cannot say no.
所以每一次如果有人来看他，他会总会想跟对方讲话。
So if anybody would come visit, he'd always have a few words for them.
但是每次他讲话的时候，就使他的呼吸更困难。
But then with him speaking, his breathing becomes more difficult.
最后我做了一个很一个比较困难的一个决定。
So finally, I had to make a difficult decision.
谢绝了除了家属以外或牧师或的以外的一些人的探访。
So we refused visits from anybody but close family and friends.
我父亲一生在世的时候。
When my father was alive.
大多数有假期的时候，他都是在外讲道。
Whenever there was a holiday, he would be out there speaking at some conference.
很少时候他能够在家里跟家人在一起。
Very rarely would he spend time with his own family.
一年前我跟他决定说今年的这个圣诞节他来这个 Maryland 跟我们 过这个圣诞节。
A year ago, we had an agreement that my father would come to Maryland to spend Christmas with us.
但是今年暑假的时候我发觉他把这个改了，他预备去外面领会。
But then by the summer of this year, we discovered that he's probably forgotten and decided to preach somewhere.
当他被诊断有肺癌的时候，
So when he was diagnosed with lung cancer,
我们马上订票预备今年的Christmas 跟这个新年在这加州一起通过。
We immediately made reservations to fly over here to spend Christmas and New Year with him.
但这并没有呈现。
But this was not to be.
因此我希望大家能够谅解我自私的决定。
So I ask for your understanding regarding my very selfish decision.
让我能够与我的父亲度过一个私有亦很亲密的最后十天。
Which allowed me to have some intimate moments with my father during his last days.
虽然你们很多人没有办法来看他。
Although many of you were unable to come to see him.
你们打来的电话或者寄来的卡片，我们都有告诉他。
All your phone calls and your greeting cards that were sent to him were made known to him.
也按照我父亲的吩咐，我们在这里没有这个瞻仰仪容。
And according to my father's will, we have no viewing here.
在12月18号的时候，我们家庭有一个小小的崇拜，然后我的父亲就火化。
On the 18th of the month, we had a small worship service, and my father was cremated.
下个礼拜六
Next Saturday,
在 Boston 会有一个同样的敬拜的聚会。
We'll have a similar worship service in Boston.
聚会后，我的父亲会跟我的母亲同葬在 Puritan Lawn Memorial Park 在 Peabody, Massachusetts.
And after the service, my father would be buried next to my mother at the Peabody Memorial Service in Boston, Massachusetts.
最后我想用这个机会表达我的感激。
Finally, I would like to take the opportunity to express my gratitude.
最重要的我要感激我的表姐马雪跟她的丈夫张新明。
First and foremost, I want to thank my cousin, Sister Rana, and her husband, Simon.
他们这二十年照顾我的父亲。
In these past 20 years, they took care of my father.
做了很多事儿子应该做的事。
They fulfilled the responsibilities of that of a son.
并且给他在晚年的时候能够感受到家庭的温暖。
Also through them, he enjoyed the pleasures and warmth of family during his last years.
Next, I would like to thank my wife, Eugenia, and my children, Jocelyn and Derek, for their support and helping me see the positive of my father's passing. Derek and Jocelyn,The last few days have been extremely difficult for you, and I'm proud that you two have proven strong in the Lord. It is unfortunate that you did not have a chance to know your grandfather longer and deeper. I do pray that I will be able to pass on to you some of the great lessons of life and faith that I learned from him. I also hope that the sharing the memories of the people here today will also help you understand and fill in the missing pieces of Grandpa.For which you were not able to experience firsthand. 对 Hayward 山谷与 Danville 的教会。
So to the members of the churches of Hayward and Tri Valley and Danville.
马雪跟我们也要十分谢谢你们对牧师的敬爱。
Both Rona and I would like to really thank you for your love and respect for our Pastor Chu.
为他祷告。
Your prayers on his behalf.
送食物来给他。
Your gifts of food,
给他很多医疗的建议
suggestions for all kinds of treatment.
也谢谢山谷教会的先见，多年前为我父亲买了很好的医药保险。
And we thank the Tri Valley Church for their foresight in buying some excellent health insurance for my dad.
特别谢谢这一次筹备这个聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
We especially want to thank the brothers and sisters who've prepared the service for us.
在这短短的时间，并且你们应该在家里与家人团聚的时间来准备一个这么美的聚会。
Because this is such short notice, and over Christmas time when you should be spending your wonderful opportunities with your family.
牧长们的从外地来的朋友们。
We thank our friends and ministers who come from outside of town.
谢谢你们抽时间来表达对我父亲的敬意。
We thank you for taking the time to show respect to my father.
来同时来庆祝他的一生。
And also to celebrate his life.
我也需要谢谢这个 Washington Hospital 跟我父亲的医生，特别是 Khalid Bey 跟 Jason Chu 对他的治疗。
I especially also want to thank the fine doctors at Washington Hospital, Dr. Khalid Bey and Dr. Jason Chu.
时间不容许我每一个一个的把名字提出来。
Time would not allow me to enumerate all those who I'm thankful for one by one.
但是我们家人是永远感激你们对我们的爱。
But I want to tell you our family is ever indebted and thankful for your love.
结束前我有一个对 Hayward 山谷和主恩教会的一个私人的请求。
In closing, I have a personal request to the members of the Hayward and Tri-Valley Churches.
我所说的是没有与陈牧师和黄牧师事前商讨过。
What I'm sharing, I've not talked over with Pastor Jay Huang or Pastor Jack Chang.
也没有让他们知道我要说这些话。
They don't know what I'm going to say.
我父亲是一个有恩赐和列外的牧者。
My father was an exceptional pastor with many gifts.
但他是也是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But he is also a sinner saved by grace.
也有他的短处。
He also has his shortcomings.